Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And we are always pleased to have Tom Lydon on the show. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, it is ETFTrends.com or follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Always great to have you on the show. Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower's mission is to restore confidence with investors who have lost trust in the traditional model. If you're seeking an advisor you can trust, start your search at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is
the PIMCO Total Return ETF, ticker symbol BOND.
It is Bill Gross's ETF, ticker symbol BOND, the ETF of the week. And you know what everybody says about Bill Gross?
He's a great man.
He's a great man. Why is this a great ETF, Tom?
Chuck, I was looking forward to this because you and I, when we first started ETF of the week earlier in the year, this was the first ETF that we talked about. But back at that time, it was just getting started. Nobody knew if Bill Gross was going to be successful in the ETF business. Nobody knew if he was going to be able to bring the returns that he's brought in his traditional total return fund that he's had for over 25 years. But in fact, now we have at least a track record to be able to gauge, and he's done quite well. And there's over $3.6 billion in the ETF, and it continues to produce a yield that many investors and also Wall Street are envious of, but also they've made some money on the appreciation side so far this year. So as we look at the end of the year, as we look at the fiscal cliff, as we look at uncertainties in the markets, I think it was a good time to talk again about Bill Gross's ETF, BOND, and the way he's been very almost ingenious of weaving his way through the landmines of the fixed income world.
Well, there's no denying.
He's a great man.
He's a great man. The question is, in this environment, we want to load up a little bit on Bill Gross. I mean, is that because we think he is truly smarter than the average bear, or is it because we're getting the signs from the Fed that interest rates aren't going anywhere for at least almost 2 years at this point? You know, there's a lot of folks who are nervous. I mean, we just had Dan Fuss from Loomis Sayles Bond Fund on the show this week, and we can say about him,
he's a great man,
because he, in my opinion, is one of the three greatest bond fund managers, along with Bill Gross and Jeff Gundlach. So he's in the top three, and even he sounds pretty nervous right now.
Well, you're right. I mean, first and foremost, we've seen $1.5 trillion in the last couple of years go out of actively managed equity mutual funds into bond funds and bond or fixed income related ETFs. So if that money is there, the question is, when you do get to a situation where, even though the Fed says we're not going to hike rates for the next couple of years, that doesn't mean that yields can't rise, right? So just to put an example out there, if there's a 1% rise in yield in the 20-year treasury, that means that the value of those bonds can actually decline by 10 to 15%. Most of us in our investing lifetime haven't experienced that before. So interest rate risk is something that folks like you and I are going to be talking about and trying to educate investors about very heavily in the next coming years. Again, with that being said, it's nice to be able to have somebody who's at the throttle being able to make the decisions. Do we go with treasuries? Do we go with munis? Do we go with mortgages? Do we go with investment-grade bonds or even high-yield or foreign bonds? So someone like Gross and the team at PIMCO are looking at this every day. And I think for a portion of your fixed income portfolio, it's not only making sense from a diversification standpoint, but also very few investors are equipped to be able to make moves based on short-term market conditions, both on the equity side and the fixed income side.
How much of your investment portfolio do you go with on a fund like this? Because, again, we're talking PIMCO Total Return. We are talking, you know, sort of the bond fund. For a lot of people, you could make this one fund your entire bond portfolio, and they would say that's okay. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think you look at it this way. Again, for the average investor who has a asset allocation strategy of, you know, 60% stocks, 40% fixed income, which somebody pre-retirement, that might make a lot of sense. You'd maybe take 10% of your fixed income allocation and put it into BOND and feel pretty confident over an extended period of time. And we're not talking about a year, but we're talking 5 to 10 years. I think that we're going to have more challenges in the next 5 to 10 years in the fixed income space than we will have in equities. I mean, equities have been surely beaten down. Economies have been beaten down. There's a great probability that we'll see higher rates, higher yields in the next 5 years. And with that, many are saying we've seen a bubble. Many are saying that the risk on interest rates alone could cause a bit of panic. Now, again, I'm not trying to fuel that at all, Chuck, but I think it's something that the average investor has to consider. Don't think that your fixed income position is not at risk.
There's one other side here, which is that investors, you believe, are better off owning Bill Gross in the ETF form than in the traditional fund form.
I'm an ETF fan, number one. And number two, expense ratio is lower, and actually the performance since it started is better than this traditional fund.
That is why you want to own Bill Gross.
He's a great man.
In his ETF form, it is the PIMCO Total Return ETF. It is ticker symbol BOND. That's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. And you know what they say about Tom Lydon?
He's a great man.
Yep. They say that too, and we enjoy him as a guest every week. If you want to get more information, follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETF Trends. Go to ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks for joining us on Money Life. Enjoy the rest of your weekend on this holiday weekend.
You too, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
There is much more of Money Life yet to go today, so stick around. We'll be right back. Up next, it is the first of two big interviews today. They're both gonna be big.